Today's Amud is Chagiga Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Gimel Amud Aleph, the second to last of the thin lines. Tanu Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa b'Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. There was a story with Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, Rabbi Lazar ben Chasma. Shahalchu lahakba p'nei Rabbi Yeshua b'Pekiyim. They went to go visit their Rebbe. They went to go visit Rabbi Yeshua in the city of Pekiyim. Now Rashi over here says that why did they go visit Rabbi Yeshua now? Says Rashi, Yomtiv haya, it was Yomtiv shechayiv adam mechabed es rabbi b'akbalas panim k'daminim b'mseches Rosh Hashanah. Rashi attributes this to being the mitzvah of hakbalas p'nei rabbi and Yomtiv. The reason why Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika and Rabbi Lazar ben Chasma went to visit Rabbi Yeshua is because of the mitzvah to be mekabel p'nei rabbi on Yomtiv. Now it's Yadua, the sheet of the Neidib Yehuda. The Neidib Yehuda is in Madura Tinyana and Archayim Simon Sadi Dalad, where the Neidib Yehuda is Mechadish, and nowadays there is no mitzvah to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi Bechag. He says that Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbi, a person's Rebbe, can't be more chashuv than the Kadosh Baruch Hu, than the Beis HaMikdash. And just like today, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, there's no mitzvah to be Oilel Regel. We mentioned maybe Mesachas Highness that there might be a minute to be Oilel Regel, but there's no chiyuv, there's no mitzvah daraisa to be Oilel Regel, there's no mitzvah Sri'iyah nowadays. So since there's no mitzvah to go to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to go visit Kaviyachal Kadosh Baruch Hu on the Chag, it can't be that the person's Rebbe is more chashuv. It can't be that there's a mitzvah to visit the person's Rebbe on the Yom Tov. So says the Neidib Yehuda that nowadays there is no mitzvah of Hakbalas Pnei Rabbi. The Kasha on the Neidib Yehuda is from our Rashi. Our Rashi seems to be Mefurish that even after the Charbon, this was after the Charbon, and even after the Charbon, it seems from Rashi that there is a mitzvah of Hakbalas Pnei Rabbi. So I saw in the Ha'aris of Rav Eliashiv over here, Rav Eliashiv answers that no, it could be, even Rashi, he doesn't mean to say that they were going out the mitzvah, the actual regular mitzvah of Hakbalas Pnei Rabbi. It could be like the Neidib Yehuda, that nowadays there is no mitzvah mamish to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi. But they went anyways, outstanding to visit the person's Rebbe. There can't be a chiyuv, the Neidib Yehuda says. It can't be a person's Rebbe is treated more, is higher than the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so it can't be that there's a chiv to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi, but that there's no Indian, that the Neidib Yehuda never said. So it could be Rashi just means to say that they went like Kain the Mitzvah of Hakbalas Pnei Rabbi and Yom Tiv. That's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika and Rabbi Lazar ben Chasma, they went on Yom Tiv to go visit Rabbi Yeshua, outstanding of Hakbalas Pnei Rabbi on the Chag. Now it's interesting, they went to Pekiyan. Pekiyan is actually a city that we have a city today in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael called Pekiyan, and there's actually a shul, a very, very old shul over there that they date back from the times of the Tanoim, and they say that the shul was actually Rabbi Yeshua's shul. This was actually Rabbi Yeshua's shul. It's still a very old shul around today that they attribute to being Rabbi Yeshua's shul. Another fascinating thing about Pekiyan, we all know the story of Mesach HaShabbos, Lag Ba'omer, Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Lag Amud Beis, and Mesach HaShabbos tells us the story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his son Rabbi Lazar that they hid in the cave for 13 years. Now the Gemara doesn't tell us where this cave was. It just says that they hid in the cave for 13 years. Where was this cave? Says the Medrash Rabbah in Kehelas, in Perik Yod, Piska Tes, and it says the Medrash, also it's a Piska Drav Kahana, Piska Yud Aleph, Tezayin, says the Medrash, you know where this cave was? It was in Pekiyan. And still to this day, we have a very old cave over there in Pekiyan that the Aruch Chaim already writes about. Aruch Chaim, in a letter to the Knesset Yisrael of Italy, he writes over there that he went with his Talmidim, he went to this cave and he learnt over there. He said he went to this cave of Rashbi in the city of Pekiyan, and he mentions that there was a carob tree over there, just like Rashbi had, that Rashbi and his son, they lived off the caribs that were produced every day by this carob tree. And says the Aruch Chaim that they learnt there for 2 months by this cave during the months of Sivan and Tammuz, when the Aruch Chaim made it from Morocco to Eretz Yisrael. He was here for about 2 years before he was Nifter, and during that time, for 2 months, he actually spent in this cave in Pekiyan, which we assume is the cave of Rashbi. The Medrash says that the cave was in Pekiyan. We have this cave. We even have the carob tree. Still to this day, there's a very, very old carob tree that's right next to the cave, and remarkably, unlike other carob trees in the world, they only produce caribs during certain parts of the year. This carob tree produces caribs, fresh caribs, every single day of the year. Every single day, there's new budding caribs, there's green ones, and there's new ones that are fresh to eat, just like Rashbi had new fresh caribs every single day to eat. Could I have to go visit one day on a trip to Pekiyan. Anyway, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika and Rabbi Lazar ben Chasma, they went to be the Mekabel Pnei Rabbi of Rabbi Yeshua in the city of Pekiyan, the Chosh of the city of Pekiyan. Amar Lehem, So Rabbi Yeshua says to them, the Rabbi, he says to his Talmidim, he says, Machidish haya bebeis medrash hayoim. You went to the Beis Medrash, I assume, today. What are they saying? What are they handling in the Beis Medrash today? Tell me what Chidish was said. Evidently, Rabbi Yeshua was already older at this point. Kamat refers like that in Avos Rav Nosson, where it brings the story in Perek Yichas, and Rabbi Yeshua was older, it seems like maybe he couldn't make it to the Beis Medrash. He asked his Talmidim, knew you were there today, what was being said? So Amru Lai, so they tell him two tainas, they tell him two things. Number one, Talmidecha Anu, Umeimecha Anu Shaisen. They tell him, number one, we're your Talmidim, and number two, we drink your waters. Number one, we're your Talmidim, so it's not respectful that we should tell you Chidush Taira, we're to teach you something, and number two, we drink your water. We want to hear your Torah. You're the one who teaches us. We have nothing new to add to you. Anything that we're going to say, you probably already know. So Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yeshua says, and no, Achal Pikein, Yafshel Beis HaMedrash Blei Chiddush, even though you're Talmidim, Amaychol, don't worry about the Derech Eretz, I want you to teach me something. Even though you drink from my waters, there's always new Torah that's being said in the Beis Medrash. It's not true. You could teach me something that's new. I want to know what was being said. So Rabbi Yeshua continues and he asks his Talmidim, Shabbos Shalmi Haisa. First of all, who Shabbos was it in the Beis Medrash? We know the story in Mesechus Brachos, the controversy with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, he wasn't allowing everyone into the Beis Medrash. Ultimately, what ended up happening was they split the Nasiyas between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Gamliel. So, and they switched off Shabbos. So first Rabbi Yeshua, he asks his Talmidim, who Shabbos was it in the Beis Medrash? Was it Rabbi Gamliel's turn or was it Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's turn? So they say back to him, Shabbos shall Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah haisa, that this week was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's turn. Uvameh haisa hagada hayoim. And then Rabbi Yeshua, again, pulling their teeth, he says, anu, so what did he say today? What was the chiddush in the Beis Medrash today? So Amru Lai, so they say to Rabbi Yeshua, they say, Rabbi, he was darshaning the parsha's Hakel. He was darshaning the parsha of Hakel, which is why it comes up now in Mesachas Chagiga. We were just mentioning Hakel. So they say that he was darshaning the pasuk and that it says about Hakel. So Rabbi Yeshua again, pulling mamish, yanking their teeth. No, what did he darshan about Hakel? So they said like this. He quoted the pasuk, Hakel asa'am, ha'anashim, ha'anashim, va'ataf. It says in the pasuk, that who's supposed to go to Hakel? Everybody. The men, the women, the babies, everyone's supposed to go. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah darshan like this. He said, the fact that men go, im anashim ba'im lilmoid, I understand that men go to Hakel, they're going to learn Torah. The king is reading from the Sefer Torah, they're going to learn the psukim, to learn the Torah. Nashim ba'is lishmaya. The women, they might not understand the deep shtiklach Torah that are being said, but they're going at least to hear the Torah. That has an effect on them. They're going at least to hear. I understand. Men are going to learn, women are going to listen, everything makes sense. But taf lama boy, but why are the babies? What are they going for? Says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they were going to bring schar for those that brought them to the Beis Medrash, for those that brought them to the Beis Hamikdash to hear the Melech reading from the Sefer Torah. And Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yeshua says this Talmidim after they told him this Dvar Torah from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he says to them, Margalis tuva haisa biedchem, you had this tremendous gem in your hands. You had such a beautiful shtickel Torah. Ubikashtem la'avdim imeni. You wanted to make it lost for me. At first you came and you were saying that, we have nothing new to add to you. Look at this beautiful shtickel Torah you just taught me. That taflam abon kedei litein schar lemivyehen. Now what's so beautiful about the shtickel Torah? And also what's the kasha? What do you mean why are you bringing the children? In fact, the Yerushalmi says about Rabbi Yeshua, about this same very Rabbi Yeshua, the Yerushalmi says that his mother used to bring him as a child to the Beis Medrash to hear Torah. The Torah has an effect on the child when he hears the Torah. That has an effect. So what's the Gemara's asking? Why are you bringing the children? Of course you're bringing the children to go learn Torah. So what does it mean why are you bringing the children? Says the Nesivus in the Sefer Nachlas Yaakov al Torah and Parshas Vayelech, says the Nesivus, you want to know why? You want to know why you want to understand the Gemara's kasha, why are you bringing the children? Says the Nesivus, because what the Gemara is asking is that if the men and the women were all going to Hakel, so the parents and the children, everyone was going to the older children, everyone was going to Hakel, who do you think is going to watch the kids at home? All the mothers and fathers have to go to Hakel. Who do you think is going to watch the kids? Of course they're going to be bringing the children to Hakel. Where else are they going to leave the children? There's nowhere to leave the children. Says Rebbe says in the Yeshiva, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Why does there have to be a tzivui to bring the children? Why does there have to be a tzivui to bring the children if anyways they're going to be bringing the children? There's nowhere else to leave the children. There's no babysitting around. What are you going to do? Leave them by a bunch of goyim? Chas v'shalom. So where do you think they're going to bring the children? Where do you think the children are going to be going? Of course they're coming to Hakel. Says the Yeshiva, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Why does there have to be a tzivui to bring the children if anyways the parents are going to bring the children? And what's the Gemara's Teretz? K'deilitein schar l'mivyeyan. In a chanami, they're going to be bringing the children anyways. But then they're going to be bringing the children and it's not going to be a mitzvah. They're just going to be bringing the children for practical reasons because they have to. Says the Nesivus, the Kadosh Baruch wanted there to be a mitzvah. You're bringing the children anyways? Okay, I command you to bring the children. And this way, that when the parents are bringing the children, which they're bringing them anyways, now they're going to get schar for it because now they're doing a mitzvah. They're not just doing it because of practical reasons. Now they're actually getting a mitzvah for bringing the children. I had a chaver, he told me one time that his father, he does this, that if he sees his son about to do something, so he tells him, I want you to do this. And in this way, instead of the son just doing it anyways, now he gets a mitzvah for it. Now he gets the mitzvah of kibud avim. He's doing it anyways. But k'dei litein schar l'mivyeihen, that's the gem. That was the gem of the drasha that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had, that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants so much to be mezakeh us, we're doing it anyways, we're bringing our children, k'dei litein schar l'mivyeihen, and Kadosh Baruch Hu makes it a mitzvah for us to bring the children. Says the Gemara Vayter, V'oy Darash, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they continued saying some more Torah from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said also another Stikl Torah in the Beis Medrash. He said on the Pasuk, as Hashem Hamarta Hayoyim, Hashem Hamircha Hayoyim, that you've distinguished Hashem today, and Hashem distinguishes you, Hashem makes you special. Amar Lehem, he explained that Amar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, that Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, that Atem Asisuni Chativa Achas Ba'olam, you make me special in this world, Vani Eschem Chaticha Achas Ba'olam. And I also make you special. You make me miuchad. You make me special in this world. As the pasuk says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You call me number. You call me one, and I'm the only. I'm one. So you make me special in this world by saying Hashem Echad. Vani eschem chativa achas ba'olam. And I make you special in this world. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Umika amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. I also call you echad. I call you one. And that way you make me echad and I make you echad. Taisus brings from the Medrash that there's another echad. It's Shabbos. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael, and a Shabbos we all call each other echad. Where Shabbos called echad, that's what we say in Shemayna Esrei, Ata echad. That you, Shabbos, says Taisus, you Shabbos, you're echad. You're also miuchad. Va'afu pasach v'darash, says the Gemara Vayter, that another drash of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said in the Beis Medrash that day, he said, he quoted the pasuk that divrei chachamim kedarvayna isu kamasmar, that Torah is compared kedarvaynais, it's compared to a goad. A goad is the tool that's used when plowing with a para. So if the para starts veering off the row, so you hit him with the goad, and that gets him to go back straight on the path. So lama nimshu divrei Torah ledarvan, says the Gemara, said Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, why is divrei Torah compared to a goad? Loimar lach, it's coming to teach you that ma darvan ze mechavin es apara l'talmeha, l'slameha, just like this goat, it guides the para to go on the right path, to stay in line, lahaitzi chayim la'ilam, and to bring life out into this world, to bring produce out into this world, chiyas. Av divrei Torah mechavnin eslem deyan, bidarkei misa ladarkei chayim, so to Torah, it gives a person chiyas, it separates a person from the false path, from the darkei misa, and it gives him a life of chiyas. So says the Gemara, said Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, imad darbun zabot, you could get misled, you could say, hey, wait a second, if Torah is compared to a darbun, it's compared to a goat, so mad darbin zem metaltel after retiring metaltelin. A darbin is metaltelin. It's not something that's attached to the para. It's not something that's one with the para. It's not something that the para really even needs. It's something that if the para is going off the path, so it gets the darbin to get it to go on the path. So I might think divrei Torah is the same way. Maybe divrei Torah also. It's only for people that are going off the path, for people that are not, that they're going through the darkei misa, so they need the Torah to bring them into the darkei chayim. But a person who's not going into the darkei misa, so maybe he doesn't need the Torah. It's not that it's not be'etzev. It's just something that's metaltolin. It's here. It's not there. It's not necessary. Tamolaymer mismares. The Torah, the pasuk says that divrei chachamim kedarvaynos ukimasmares. They're also like masmares, which are nails. Nails are something that are stuck with you. So too, Torah is beneficial no matter who you are. It's something that's supposed to be with you. It's something that's one with you. It's something that's always giving chias. Imam masmer zeh chaser v'layaser. So I might think, wait a second. Torah is compared to a nail. What happens when you put a nail into the wall? The wall becomes chaser. It makes the wall missing. So I'm going to put Torah into me. Torah is going to make me chaser. Imam masmer zeh chaser v'layaser. What does the nail do? It makes the person lacking. It makes the thing it's nailed into lacking. It doesn't make him bigger. It doesn't make him better. After Torah chaserim v'layaserim. So maybe Torah also made. I'm going to put Torah into me. It's going to take away from me. It's going to take away from who I am. Tamulaymer netuim. No, the pasuk says ukamasmares netuim. It's like trees. It's like plants. Manetiyazu para v'raba after v'taira para v'rabin. Trees, fruit, plants. They procreate. They're para v'rabin. So to divrei Torah, when you put divrei Torah into you, it has an effect. That's like a nail. It's one with you, and it's stuck with you, and it stays with you. But it doesn't make you chaser adarabo. It brings out the personality. It brings out the person. It's para v'rabin. It doesn't take away from the person. The pasuk continues and it says bali asufais. It says bali asufais. What's bali asufais coming to tell me? Said Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that the bali asufais, the collectors, elu tamidei chachamim sheyoshven asufais asufais. These are referring to the tamidei chachamim that they sit in groups, and they learn Torah with a chabura, halalu metamin, halalu metarin, and they all have different opinions, they have different shitas. Some say it's tamein, some look at the same thing, and they say, no, it's tar, halalu aysim, halalu matirin. They look at the same thing, and these ones, they have different opinions. They say that thing is asr, and the other ones, they say that thing is mutter. Halalu paisim, halalu machshirin. Again, they view things so differently. These say it's pasul, and these say it's kasher. So shemu yoymar adam, a person, he sees this. There's so many different opinions. Could there really be? Shema Yaymar Adam, a person says, Haychani Lame Torah Me'ata. How am I going to learn Torah now? There's so many opinions. How am I supposed to know what the MS is? So many people are getting it wrong. Some people are, what's going on over here? Tamolaymar Kulam Nitnu Me'raya Echad. The Pasuk says, Bali Asufais Nitnu Me'raya Echad. That's all given from one shepherd. Kael Echad Nasna. There's one God who gave this Torah. Parnes Echad Amran. There was one leader, Maish Rabbeinu, Mipi Adain, who said over the Torah, from the mouth of his master, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol HaMais and Baruch Hu, Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, V'idaber Elokim es Kol HaDvarim Eila. All of these different shitas was all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It all comes from Hashem. Yes, there are different ways of looking at it. Yes, there are different ways, different perspectives. It all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't think that, one's right, one's wrong. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim emes, they're both coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Af ata, so to you. Asei aznecha kapar keses, you should make your ears like a funnel. An aparkesis was the funnel that was put on top of the millstone that the farmer, he put the wheat kernels into this funnel, into the aparkesis, and then even though he put in a lot of different kernels, but then only one at a time or a few at a time would come out into the mill. So too, you should make your ears like this aparkesis. Take in all the different shitas, hear all the different perspectives. The kanelecha lev maven lishmaya is divrei mitamim is divrei mitarim. Can acquire for yourself a heart that's able to understand, that's able to hear out all the different opinions, that they're the divrei mitamim and the divrei mitarim, those that are mitamim and those that are mitair, as divrei oisrin as divrei matirin, those that are asering it and those that are mattering it, as divrei poislim and divrei machshirin. He understand and hear the words of those that say it's pasul and those that say it's kasher. Hear everything. Hear all the different perspectives. Listen to all the different perspectives. And be like a funnel. A funnel, of course, at the end of the day, there's only one or a few kernels that come out at the bottom. You have to pick one derech. You have to only do one. There's only one halacha. You do have to find one. There's only one halachic way to do it. But it doesn't mean that you have to dismiss all the other shitas. It doesn't mean that you have to dismiss the one who does things differently. You could hear all of it. Of course, you'll have your one way of doing it, like this funnel. You'll have your one way at the end, but that doesn't mean not to have the lev maven. It doesn't mean not to have the heart that's able to understand and hear the other one's perspective. So don't get turned off just because you see that there's so many different opinions. It's okay, and it's meant to be like that, and it's supposed to be like that. It's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim emes. Just of course, you have to choose one way in the end for yourself, but understand all the other everyone else's perspectives. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said. So now when Rabbi Yeshua heard all these divrei Torah, but Lashon Hazeh Amar Lehem, in this Lashon, in these words, Rabbi Yeshua said to his Talmidim, that Ein Dor Yasem Shrab Elazar Ben Azariah Shari B'Seichai. That we don't have, you know, people might think that, oh, our generation, we have such a shvera generation, you read us Hadairais, a generation that has Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, it's not a Dor Yasem. I don't want to hear anyone saying that our Dor is a Dor Yasem when we have a Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah. That's what Rabbi Yeshua said to his Talmidim. Now ask the Gemara, after all of this is said and done, V'leimu lei behedya, why didn't they just tell it to Rabbi Yeshua? Why did they have to play these games and say, well, you're Talmidim, this is such beautiful Divrei Torah. Why didn't they just tell Rabbi Yeshua right away? Rabbi Yeshua asked them, what happened in the Beis Medrash? Why couldn't they just answer right away? Now the obvious kasha is, what do you mean? They said why? Because they were his Talmidim. They felt it was a lack of covet. They didn't want to say anything to Rabbi Yeshua. They felt that what are they going to add to him? They didn't want to say anything. What's the Gemara's kasha? V'leim rulei behedya, that they should have told it to him right away. We know why they didn't say it right away. They felt it was disrespectful. They felt that they had nothing to add. Says the Ran in the Drashas Aran Rishayin, he says that obviously Rabbi Yeshua was Michael. Rabbi Yeshua said, I want to hear what happened in the Beis Medrash. So obviously Rabbi Yeshua was Michael. He held that they did have something to add. So ask the Gemara, V'leim rulei behedya, so why didn't they just say it right away? Why did they have to do this whole tactic of delaying and stalling and saying, I don't know, we have nothing to tell you? Why didn't they just say something right away? Says the Gemara, you want to know why? It's because they were scared. Mishum Ma'isa Shahaya, because of a Ma'isa that they knew about, which scared them to say something to their Rebbe. The Tani we learned in the Braisa and some of the background to the sugya is as follows. We know that there's a mitzvah of Trumas and Maisers. Every year a person takes off Trumas and Maisers. Now when it comes to Maiser, there are different Maisers that are taken off every year depending on which year of the Shemitah cycle it is. So on the first and second and fourth and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, a person as part of Maiser, he takes off Maiser Sheni. Maiser Sheni is Maiser, a tenth of a person's produce that he takes off, and he gets to eat it, just he has to bring it to you to eat it. He eats it in Yerushalayim. That's Maaser Sheni. On the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, so then there's Maaser Ani. Instead of Maaser Sheni, there's no Maaser Sheni on the third and sixth year. A person takes off Maaser Ani, which is a tenth that's given to an Ani. So on the third and sixth, there's Maaser Ani. And on the first, second, fourth, and fifth, there's Maaser Sheni. Now what happens on the seventh year? On the seventh year, there's no Maaser because everything's Hefker. The seventh year is Shemitah. On Shemitah, everything is Hefker, so nobody's taking off Trumas and Maasers on Shemitah. So again, so third and sixth is Maaser Ani, the other years are Maaser Sheni, the seventh year has nothing. Now, Midr Rabbanan, even the lands outside of Eretz Yisrael, they also take off Trumas and Maasers. So now, years 1 through 6, we know exactly what they're supposed to do. But what do they do on the seventh year? In Eretz Yisrael, they have nothing to replicate. In Eretz Yisrael, there is no Trumas and Maasers on the seventh year. So what do they do in these lands outside of Eretz Yisrael? So the halach is as follows. When it comes to Bavel, the Maaser that they take off in Bavel, the Nevi'im were misaking that they take off Maaser Sheni. In Bavel it's Maaser Sheni, and in Mitzrayim they take off Maaser Ani. Now what about in the lands of Ammon and Moav, which are also right outside of Eretz Yisrael? So the lands of Ammon and Moav, what do they take off? In Bavel we said it's Maaser Sheni, and Mitzrayim it's Maaser Ani. What about Ammon and Moav? So that is a machlekes about what they're supposed to take off. L'maisa, as we're going to see, that Rabbi Eliezer had a Messiah that it's Maaser Ani. Even though there's a Machlaikas about it, Rabbi Eliezer had a Messiah that the Maaser that they're supposed to take off in Amin and Mayav on the seventh year is Maaser Ani. That being said, says the Gemara, Maaser, there was a story, and it was because of this story that Rabbi Yeshua's Talmidim did not want to tell him the Divrei Torah right away. It was a story, Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus with Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus, Shahalach Lahakbil Pnei Rabbi Eliezer Belud. He also went to visit his Rebbe on the Chag. He went to visit his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, in the city of Lud. So Amar Loi, Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus, he says, Ma chidish haya bebeis medrash hayoim, what chidish wasn't in the Beis Medrash today? And instead of Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus stalling, saying, Tamidechanu, Mimechanu, Shaisid, said Rabbi Yossi, no problem. You're asking me what chidish was said in the Beis Medrash, I'll tell you. He says to his Rebbe, he says to Rabbi Eliezer, that Nimnu v'gamru, in the Beis Medrash today, they took a vote and they decided that Aminu Mayav Ma'aser and Maaser Ani B'Shvias. Then Aminu Mayav, you know what Maaser they're going to take off in the seventh year? And in the seventh year, they're going to take off Maaser Ani. Now we said that Rabbi Eliezer also holds like that. He even has a Messiah, as we'll see soon, that that's the case. And that's the Chiddush that Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus tells his Rebbe. He says they took a vote in the Beis Medrash and they came out that the Maaser that they're supposed to take off in the seventh year in Aminu Mayav is Maaser Ani. So Rabbi Eliezer did not like that. What do you mean they took a vote? This is a new thing? This is something that we already know. Amar Loi, Rabbi Eliezer says to his Talmud, he says to Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus, he says to him, Yossi, pshoit yadecha, stick out your hands, v'kabel einecha, and catch your eyeballs, meaning I'm about to make you blind. So pashat yadav, and he obeys his Rebbe, he sticks out his hands, v'kibel einav, and he accepts, he catches his eyes, meaning he became blind. Rabbi Eliezer was upset at him that he made it seem as if it was their own chiddush, when really this is old news, and so he made him that he was blind. And Bachar Rabbi Eliezer, and then afterwards, it seems that Rabbi Eliezer, he had a little bit of charata, he started to cry, v'amer, and he said, that soida Hashem li reyav, u'brisoy lohidiyam, and he starts praising the pshat, that they said, that they took this vow, and they chapped, that on Amin and Mayav, they're supposed to take off Maiserani, and he said that you see Soyda Hashem li Reyav, that the secrets of Hashem are to those that fear Him. Look at, they were mechavin to the MS. This is the MS in Amin and Mayav. They're supposed to take off Maiserani. They took a vote and they were mechavin to the MS. Soyda Hashem li Reyav, Amar Loi, and Rabbi Eliezer, he explains to his Talmud what's going on. He says, first of all, he says Leich Amar Lehem. He says, go tell them in the Beis Medrash. Go back to the Beis Medrash and go tell them that they just had this debate in the Beis Medrash. They took a vote, Maiserani. So maybe they weren't so sure. Maybe it's clearly they weren't so sure. They had to take a vote about it. He says, tell them in the Beis Medrash, don't be worried about your vote. Don't be second guessing yourself. Because I have a Messiah from Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai. He heard it from his Rabbi. He heard it from his Rabbi. It's Kemat Halach Lamaisha Messinai. Avada, not actually. But it's Kemat Halach Lamaisha Messinai. That Amunu Mayav Ma'aser Meis. That they were mechavin to the MS, and it's true that in Amun and Mayav they're supposed to take off Maiserani and Shemitah. Ma Tam, and what's the reason? Why is it that they said that in Amun and Mayav they should take off Dafka Maiserani? So he explained that Harbe Krachim Kivshu Oile Mitzrayim. When Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael for the first time from Mitzrayim, and they went into Eretz Yisrael, so there were many lands that they conquered and they sanctified those cities. They were Mekadesh those cities. V'loi Kipshum Oile Bavel. But when the Oile Bavel, the second time around, when they came by Yesheni times, when they came from Bavel to back to Eretz Yisrael, they purposely didn't conquer them. They weren't Mekadesh those lands. B'mnesha Kedusha Rishayna Kutcha L'Shaita V'loi Kutcha L'Asilavai. When it came to the first Kedusha of the Eilim Mitzrayim, when all the lands that they conquered and they made them have Kedusha, it was the Kedusha that was just for while they were there. But it was understood that once they leave Eretz Yisrael, once they're kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, so then it will no longer have Kedusha. So it came out that there were lands, and when they came out from Bavel, lands that they were in Makdash didn't have Kedusha. So the Eilim Bavel, when they went out, when they went up to Eretz Yisrael, they purposely left some lands out that it did not have Kedusha as Eretz Yisrael, in order so that on Shemitah the Aniyim would have food to eat. Because on Shemitah everything's Hefker, so the Aniyim don't get any food. They don't have Matnas Aniyim because everything's Hefker. Everyone's equal on Shemitah. So the Eile Bavel, they purposely left some lands out from this Kedusha, Amun and Mayav, so that they wouldn't have Kedusha Shvias. There would be Trumas and Maisers. And which Maiser did they establish? They established that it should have Maiser Ani. And Tana, we learned that La'achash Nisyash V'daitoy, once Rabbi Eliezer calmed down, so to speak, so Amna he davened and he said that Yossi's eyes should come back, he should get his eyesight back. He got his eyesight back. But it was because of this story that Rabbi Yeshua's Talmidim, they were freaked out. Rabbi Yeshua asked them, knew what Chiddush was said in the Beis Medrash today? They're like, oh great, we know that story with Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus and his Rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer and Lud. Now we're the Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus is. Our Rabbi, Rabbi Yeshua, is asking us what Chiddush was in the Beis Medrash today. We're about to go blind. So they quickly think fast. Oh, we're your Talmidim. We have nothing to tell you. Rabbi Yeshua promises them, don't worry, you could say it to me, Amichel, it's okay, I want to hear what was said. But that's why it wasn't Lemurle Behedya, that's why they didn't say it right away. They weren't so quick to speak, because they were scared after this Maisa with Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus.